With WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Delaware County Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon conducted an oversight visit to the Moshannon Valley Processing Center yesterday. The facility is the largest immigration detention center in the Northeast. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
Congresswoman Scanlon was denied entry to the facility last year. During Wednesday's visit, she was barred from speaking with most detainees. She says it was difficult to get information, but says she is certain there are human rights violations.
These are people who overwhelmingly, like 8 out of 10, have not committed a crime, and they're being held in a prison. I mean, this place was built as a prison. They have to wear prison garb. They don't have liberty. They can't be with their families, etc. So they're being detained in a prison.
Scanlon says that detainees on average spend 34 days at Moshannon. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Someone threw a hand grenade into a home in Philly's Feltonville neighborhood early this morning. As WHYY's Tom McDonald reports, the device was a dud.
The grenade was tossed into a home in the 400 block of Cortland Street at about 2 a.m. When the suspected explosive didn't go off, an occupant of the residence threw the grenade back out onto the street. The home was evacuated until authorities recovered the device. No injuries were reported, but the bomb squad was called in and determined the device was not explosive. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Cloudy skies out there on this Thursday afternoon. Right now, 80 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, Atlantic City at 76, Cape May at 77, and 78 in Princeton at the moment. Those clouds going to be lingering in Philadelphia and around much of the Delaware Valley. For Philly, we could see some sprinkles, maybe an errant thunderstorm passing through at about 6 o'clock or 7. Those chances of storms lasting for a few hours and into the overnight. Eventually, things do clear out in the overnight hours. Temperatures getting down late tonight to about 70 or so. Sunshine, though, in the forecast for Friday.